So we'll say. So we have the great source in this Shabbos to read Parshas Bo. And of course, in Parshas Bo, we feel the great nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim. You know, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that any time you read the events of the parsha, it's never haphazard. It's never just we're reading a particular Torah portion. It means that ultimately, again, the events of that parsha come alive in our lives, come alive in our souls. So therefore, if this is the week of Yitzias Mitzrayim, this is the week of Exodus, this is the week of emancipation, that means even though it's not Pesach, we get to experience Yitzias Mitzrayim in some way within ourselves. So in one of the dramatic exchanges, actually before, really before the Yitzia, before we go out, so towards the end of the Makos, really right after the Mak of Arba. So the Arba comes, pretty much wipes out, you know, financially decimates Egypt. So Paro says, go. So what happens? So the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Yud, Psukim Ches through Tes. Vayoshev es Moshev es Arna Paro, Vayomar Aleim, Luchu Ivdu as Hashem Elokeichem, Miva Miyahochim. So what happens? Paro says, fine, go. Go serve your God. Who's going? So Vayomer Moshe. So Moshe says, "Bena'arenu ubiskeinenu neilech." Right, "Bivanenu bivnosenu bitzuna bekarin neilech ki chag laHashem lanu." So we'll say, what does Paro say? So, excuse me, what does Moshe say? Moshe says, we'll go with our young, with our old, with our sons, with our daughters, with our sheep, with our cattle. Ki chag laHashem lanu. And remember again, what does Paro respond? Paro says, no, that's not right. Lochein lechu hagvarim ki osamatem mevakshim. I don't understand. What do you need? What do you need? The old people, the young people, the men, the women, the gvarim. Young men are the ones who ultimately serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lechu na gvarim. Let the men go, because that's what you're asking for. So the Kajnitz and Magid says, what are they arguing about? So we'll say, see, it's interesting. First of all, if you think about this, what's at the root of this machlokes? Because remember again, Paro certainly knew about worshiping God. Why did he know about worshiping God? Because he made himself into one. So who did Paro want to worship him? Who did he want?
Everyone.
So what does he sing suddenly now in Avodas Hashem? No, just the men. And we'll say, Gvarim doesn't just mean men. Gvarim usually means what? Young men, right? Young men. So what's the pshat? What's happening over here? So the Kuznetz and Magid, I will say, obviously, Alderech HaDrush says something so beautiful. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro, you don't understand us. Bina'arenu ubiskinenu neilech. See, Rabbi was saying, this is not simply a request to go out and worship in God. This is our mantra. Says the Kuznetz and Magid, listen to these words. Kimo binu'arenu. Kacha bizikino singu neilech. Lefi han hagosav bishnos hanurim. Kacha nie bishnos hazikno. Kol chayenu halicha viskadmosein. Says the Kuznetzer Magid, Moshe Rabbeinu was proclaiming the mantra of the Jew. Bina arenu u biskeinenu neilech. When we are young and when we are old, we move. They will say, halicha is the term for growth. Halicha is the term for moving forward. Halicha is the term for a spiritual actualization. When does the Jew grow? Bina'arenu ubiskeinenu neilech. We grow at every stage of life. For the Jew, there is no such thing as plateauing. For the Jew, there is no such thing as saying, I'm good. I think we've kind of gotten to the level we want to get to, and I'm good. Bina'arenu ubiskeinenu neilech. We'll say every stage of life has to bring with it incredible dynamic growth. It's true, growth looks different at different stages of life. The growth when I'm an Ar is different than the growth when I'm a Zokin. But says Moshe Rabbeinu to Paro, you don't understand who we are. See, I will say, what was Paro saying? L'chuna gvarim, right? What is Paro saying? The old people. What do old people do? Right? What do old people do? Let them walk around with the walkers, with the tennis balls on the bottom, and Shalom Yisrael, right? Gans good, right? They don't need to go with you, right? What are they going to do? And even the very young people, you need to take the children with you. And you know, excuse me, what do the women have to do with your Avodas Hashem? To which Moshe says, you don't understand us. Bivaninu ubivnosenu neleich. Right? Bivaninu. Even bitzoneinu ubikareinu. And we'll say a Jew and everything that is associated with him always experiences dynamic growth. Bina'arenu ubizkeinenu neleich. When we are young and when we are old, when we are children and when we are adults. And I'm going to say, get ready for this. What is bivkarna bitzoneinu? Get ready for this. What does it mean? My cows grow? No. But say, you know what? Sometimes all I am in life is a cow. And sometimes all I am in life is a sheep. Because you know what? You know what all I'm doing in life? I'm going to say, there are some people, all they do in life is what? Graze. All they do is graze. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, a snack here, a snack there, a little grass here, a little grass there, a little fleisch here, a little fleisch there, right? And pretty much all I do in life is I eat, I breathe, I sleep. Sounds a lot like a sheep. Sounds a lot like a cow. Even if you're a bucker in sown, you still have to go. You still melech. There's growth for the cow, there's growth for the sheep. And just because you're a cow right now doesn't mean you have to be a cow for the rest of your life. You see, Paro thought that growth was the domain for the elite few. Paro thought that growth was the domain, ultimately again, for the tzaddikim, the tamidei chachamim, the young men, those who possess vitality. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you don't understand the strength of our people. Every single one of us has an obligation, has the ability, and has the destiny for growth. Ultimately, again, whether we are younger, whether we are old, whether we are children or whether we are adults, even Rabbo say, if we are not even actualizing our human identities, but all I'm doing in life is I'm a grazer. I will say, so many of us just spend our lives grazing our way through. Even if you're a grazer, neilech, it's time to grow. It's time to become more. It's time to do good. And here lies the distinction between Am Yisrael and the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim also had people who grew, right? Who also had people who engaged in halicha. But apparently that was some select few. For Am Yisrael, no matter where you're holding, the ability to grow, the ability to progress, the ability to self-actualize is within our very DNA and is within reach. So we should be Zoche Mirtz Hashem to actualize this mantra wherever we are, whether we are young or whether we are old, whether we are human or whether we are cattle. May we be Zoche Mirtz Hashem to live a life of one word, Neilech. And we'll say that's the mantra, Neilech. Let's go. Let's grow. Let's become something great. Shabbos.
Please remove all your belongings from the